Hi, this is a dictation for Alicia Robinson, A-L-I-C-I-A-R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3/11/53, date of service is 8/2/2022. Miss Alicia Robinson has been suffering from an aneurysm in her brain. A second set of MRI was done proving the diagnosis. The patient is seeing a physician from the DMC hospital, Dr. A-N-D-A-Y-A. First name is Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, as well as Dr. Guthi Kanta. And they are following up at DMC Hospital. However, the patient was knocked off seeing Dr. Guthi Kanta, whose appointment is 2 months from today. And patient needs a intermittent help for her issues. She's having an extremely severe headache, which are around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it varies from 7 to 9. The ADLs of the patient are affected, aches, and especially sleep is affected. And she reports that general activity, walking ability, and work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 at this time. But relationship with people, sleep is affected 7, mood is affected 7. She does report 70% improvement in the pain. I understand that there is no plan for surgical excision of the aneurysm at this time. It is only 4 millimeter wide, and so I think it's just waiting and following up on the issue. In addition, patient had a fracture of her radius bone, distal radius metaphysis, and intra-articular areas and ulnar spheroid. Around November of 2021, she has been given a cast and a surgery, and now she's wearing a splint, but it looks like she has extreme allergy to this splint cloth. I had given him a dressing to put cotton dressing before putting the splint on the last visit. However, the patient opened up and it showed extreme amount of redness and itching and small lesions. Other than that, patient has pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. And the fracture has healed up. She's been followed up by the orthopedic surgery. In the MRI for cervical spine, there is a visibility of severe osteophyte complex, indenting the thecal sac from C3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, leading to flattening of the ventral spinal cord, right-sided joint arthropathies, and right foramen narrowing. And patient has been advised about it, and she may benefit from some injection treatment besides extreme physical therapy, laser treatment. In the lumbar region, it is visible that there is a herniated disc at T12 and L1, as well as at L3 and L4. And also bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L4-5, L5-S1. There's a various amount of waist facet hypertrophy, bilateral neural foramen stenosis, and spinal canal stenosis. Patient has been advised that she may benefit with a combination of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, home exercise plan, which has been advised to her in detail, including yoga exercises, as well as continue the medication and try injection treatment. The patient has been given all the detailed information, including the surgical consultation, and she has been advised to continue seeing orthopedic surgery and neurosurgery at the hospital of BMC. She's also referred back to Dr. Foster for her issues, especially a general checkup and keeping an eye on her, especially for her rash that she has. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 131 over 64, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 98.98%. The rest of the physical examination is a copy and paste from previous visit of June 23, 2022, dictation number 0625-069. The exception is that the right forearm was examined, the splint was removed, and it was found that the entire forearm is severely reacting in allergic, extreme allergy to the fiber of the cast. Either the fiber cast that was removed earlier, or it could be the splint fiber. So it is possible that there is a local allergy, and patient is being provided with a Dipyrrolin cream, 30 grams, to apply twice a day on this area. And she has been advised to hold the splint off and not wear it, or if she has to wear it, maybe she can place a cotton dressing, which I have given, cotton bandage, to help reduce the contact with the allergic cloth of the splint. Other than that, patients should continue physical therapy. We have ordered it. She can go anywhere like a hospital, and she cannot entertain a home therapy, so she has to go to the outside physical therapy outpatient. She has some issues with her plumbing and whatnot, home issues. I forgot to mention the system review. Please add it in the beginning that in the system review, neurology psych patient has headaches with difficulty sleeping and poor work performance. However, she denies any vision disturbances, double vision, spots in the eyes, or loss of vision field, dizziness, vertigo, no blackout of seizures, no loss of balance, or memory problem, or confusion, disorientation. There is no obvious issues resulting from the place. The presence of aneurysm at this time. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the lower back, neck, shoulder, and she has pain in the gum and the broken teeth, limited range of motion, pins and needle, and she has numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, middle back, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, as well as right wrist pain due to the previous fracture, right hip pain, right knee pain, and ankle and foot pain, and moderate difficulty walking. In the GI patient has digestive problems and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble, swelling. In the GU patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, or coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported that her right hand and arm keep breaking out in a rash, and blistering and itching. She's still having pains in the right hand and arm, for which she is following up with the orthopedic surgeon. Regarding the last 30 days, patient reported the pain has worsened, and that in medical history, she has had an EMG nerve conduction test showing that the nerves are involved and they're in the arm and the hands. But I do not have the EMG in my report in my possession. Patient denies any surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Furanol with codeine and tizanidine. Substance abuse none is reported, and compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Patient is provided following medication, Dipyrrolin cream, 0.05%, 30 gram, to use twice daily. She is provided Mobic 7.5 milligram daily for healing, anti-inflammatory with the Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram daily, and Melatonin 10 milligram at night. She is provided with Furanol with codeine, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 60 tablets. For relief of headaches that she is complaining. And that will be the end of the dictation. Once again, she is advised to see her doctor, Guthi Kanta, GUTHIKONDA, to continue the follow-up, as well as the orthopedic people in the DNC hospital. Thank you.